There are sweltering highs of 103 degrees in St. George, Utah today, but that hasn't stopped a team of 31 18 to 25-year-olds from picking up rakes and shovels to do work for Habitat for Humanity.
It's hot, and I hear it's going to get hotter, but skies are blue, the sage smells great, and yeah, lots of sunscreen, lots of water.
That was Melissa Edman, the captain of the Southern U.S. Bike and Build team. St. George is one of many places where the team will stop to do volunteer work around the U.S. The team left May 11th from Jacksonville, Florida, and will ride to Modesto, California. So far, they've ridden 39,000 miles. The group's main goal is to raise money for, help build, and start conversations about affordable housing.
If you spend more than 30% of your income on housing, it's considered unaffordable. If somebody's paying more than 50% of their income towards housing, they're considered extremely low income.
That percentage includes the cost of both rent and utilities. The Utah Housing Coalition released information in 2015 that 20% of renters are considered extremely low income, and 88% of those pay more than 30% of their paychecks on rent. 78% of those pay more than 50%. Bike and Build will raise more than $60,000 by the end of the trip to help contractors build more affordable housing for homeowners. Since Bike and Build started 14 years ago, the organization has raised more than $7 million for housing groups.
Even though it doesn't necessarily impact each of us right at home, we all understand the value of having a home. That's why we can connect with so many people, is it's such a shared need.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.